Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona at the Fairmont Princess, and I'm with Gene Manson, the president and CEO of Starnet. Gene, how you doing?
Good, Kemp. How are you?
Good. It's good to talk to you. This is a great venue. This beats the hell out of Orlando.
Well, we actually are thrilled with this venue. We have an excellent hotel, plenty of room for our members and vendors, great food and wonderful service, and fabulous weather. So it's been a really good week.
So you've got 700 people here. That's both the member count and the vendor count. It's a big event. As a subset of that, you've got five new members.
Yes, we have once again hit a record of attendance, and that does include five new members. What's really exciting for us also is that our vendor partners are bringing more and more of their staff to this meeting. So at the regional VP level and other more local relationships can be built here, which we really appreciate.
And you've got one new vendor, is that right?
We actually just brought in Shonox, and of course Thomas Trissell is an old and good friend of ours from his Centiva days. So yes, this is their first official meeting.
Yeah, I know they're excited to be here. And last night at the reception that they sponsored, you could tell that they were in full force with their On It outfits, right?
Absolutely. They dressed alike, and it was very impressive. Now, it's good to have them. I know Thomas has really been working the room, so that's terrific.
Let's start with how the members are doing. Can you give us a little feedback about what you're hearing about how their business is performing?
Individually, the members are doing very well. They're very busy. We have been anticipating there will be an economic slowdown at some point. At this point, we're not seeing that for 2019. All I hear is how flat-out busy they are. Now, they have challenges with installation labor and other issues that I think most of them share, but their businesses are strong.
Oh, that's good to hear. And that's what I'm hearing as well. I mean, I was talking to a few who are really doing well. So I guess the closer you are to major cities, some of those members are talking, double-digit growth.
No, absolutely. And I think overall, some of the segments we're operating in, hospitality has been much better, education, corporate, we're seeing strength.
All right, that's the members. Talk about how the co-op's doing.
Our numbers were very good in 2018. We have a number of excellent programs that have been with us for several years that we're continuing to roll out this year. We always focus on training. We're doing a lot of work on ceramic training because we see that as an opportunity to grow the business by getting more members into doing ceramics versus subcontracting that work. And I think our workshops at this meeting will be very good and supportive also.
All right. I mean, there's some changes on the horizon with this co-op because this is your last meeting as president. And Mark Bischoff is taking that role. And then you work as an advisor to him through to the end of the year, right?
Correct. I'm calling myself the ex officio. I will be still working for Starnet, still working on some projects I've always done, like new members, planning the meeting for the fall, and working closely with Mark. And of course, anything that the board needs from me, I will step up and do. But it'll be kind of a phase out for me, which I like, Kemp, frankly. It's a good way to go.
All right, let's talk about how this co-op has changed in the 12 years. And let me also say, this 12-year role for you at Starnet was kind of a second career because you had a whole different career as a leader with Clairol and P&G and then took this role in around 2007, right?
That's correct. I'd had a long corporate career, and I really think even though this was a different business, my prior experience equipped me well to run this group and work with this team because I was a general manager in a corporate level. The great thing that I discovered coming here was how great the people are. You know, they're just really fine people, both on the vendor side and the member side. And it's been a great pleasure for me.
So if you look at Starnet in 2007 and you look at Starnet today, 2019, tell us how different it is and what some of the accomplishments are that you've achieved.
I think the big differences are in a couple of areas of extended service and extended work for our members. We've really formalized the floor care business. As I mentioned before, we've been big on getting our members into new flooring services like ceramic. Economically, we've been growing. We look at a number of different measurements. One of the things we always care deeply about is how much dividend we return to our members. And if memory serves me, we have doubled that amount from 2007 to 2018. A lot of that is due to the fact that our members are supporting the program with purchases. We've been able to give them new opportunities to grow their business. And we also are very, very careful in cost containment. We run as lean as we can, and the entire staff has that mentality, which helps.
That's kind of the key. I mean, if you're a vendor partner and you're not getting more business because you're part of Starnet, then it's kind of a waste of time. And you've actually put a little pressure on the members to focus on supporting the vendor partners, right?
Well, Well, we have. A number of years ago, I think it was 2012, we put an incentive in that they could get a pop in their dividend if they did grow their purchases. We also have moved some of our costs directly to the members so that we're able to equalize that burden among all the members, no matter how large or small they are. And also, we've taken a lot of the work that previously was outsourced and moved it inside, because as I'm sure you know, when you outsource work, you pay a premium for that. And we've had the second benefit of having a staff of people that really know and understand the members.
So those are the accomplishments. What have been some of the challenges in this 12-year period?
Well, when I came in 2007, we were rolling right into a pretty deep depression or recession. I looked back at the numbers recently, and that was our low point, obviously 2008, 2009, in terms of dividend return and overall revenues. I think we accomplished a lot in keeping this group together and stable. We lost a couple of members through that, mostly coming out of the recession when they needed to invest to grow, and they just didn't have the reserves to do that. But we've been able to grow from that point. Since I've been here, we've had a net add of about 20 members. We've lost a few, but we've brought in quite a few. And importantly, we've brought in members that have very solid businesses, already work well and have good numbers with our vendors, and have a good business plan to grow their business. And we always reinforce grow with our vendors.
So your member count now is 180, right?
It's 183, to be specific.
When you look back, some of the more satisfying accomplishments, what do you have joy about in looking at this 12-year period?
Well, I have joy in having put together a very good staff, and I didn't do that alone, but, you know, with Fred Williamson and some of the people that were here when I arrived, we've been able to attract a strong team. I have great joy in making this cooperative more efficient. When I came in, everything was done by paper and FedEx, and now we've been much more electronic in how we manage things. We've changed our board structure. We work with the Carver governance method, which is a lot less teleconferences and more live meetings, which I think has benefited our decisions. And even things like how we elect our board members, we've changed that. And some of the areas that were contentious and difficult and time-consuming, we've been able to move past.
All right, so what's next for Gene?
My intention for Gene is obviously this year I'm going to stay with Starnet, and that'll be my focus. After that, I do want to find something else to do, and it isn't formed up in my brain. I just can't see myself not working. Stay tuned on that, Kemp.
All right, so this is not going to be your going fishing or hiking, because I know you love to travel with your children, so you're looking for something else to do, right?
I am. I mean, I have a very good life. I enjoy myself. I have wonderful friends. I have had wonderful travel, and that's going to continue on, but I also want to be productive. And I want to be someone who takes the skills I've gained and put them into a new area. I've worked a long time, and I have a lot to give. So that's really what I'm thinking.
All right, Gene, we're going to definitely miss you in this organization. I know we'll stay in touch, but it's great to spend time with you again. Been talking to Gene Mattson, the president and CEO of Starnet, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.